From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And we continue now with our report on the process of voting.
Next Tuesday, more than 21 million Americans will use punch card ballots, even though they were the root of many of the problems in 2000. Another 45 million people will vote on electronic touchscreen machines, which some people think could cause a different kind of trouble. Again, NPR's Pam Fessler.
After 2000, many election officials couldn't get rid of their punch card machines fast enough. No one wanted more scenes like those of a Florida election judge searching through a magnifying glass for dimpled chads. So a lot of states and counties traded in their punch cards for new touchscreen voting equipment.
The voter inserts the card.
The machines were efficient, easy to use, and had a number of attractive features.
It's now reading the card and brings up the ballot. This particular unit has Spanish and English.
Officials like the fact that the machines prevented overvotes, that's voting more than once for a single office, an error that invalidated tens of thousands of punch card ballots in 2000. And audio attachments gave blind and disabled voters a chance to cast ballots on their own for the very first time.
To vote for
Richard, Republican.
Press 5. You have chosen to vote for
Richard, Republican.
But as more and more election officials eagerly embrace the touchscreen machines, a small but increasingly vocal group of computer experts began to raise doubts. Doug Chapin is director of the nonpartisan group ElectionLine.org.
The same paperlessness that made touchscreen voting so attractive in 2000 became less of a blessing and more of a curse. There was this concern that the absence of paper robbed touchscreen systems of the ability to be recounted or cross-checked after the fact.
Critics said without a voter-verified paper ballot, it was impossible to tell if the machines had been tampered with and the results distorted. Many election officials and manufacturers vehemently defended the equipment, arguing that systems were in place to protect election results. But the dispute took on a life of its own. Under growing political pressure, some states delayed plans to purchase electronic equipment. California's Secretary of State Kevin Shelley ordered all touchscreens in his state to have paper ballot backups by 2000. During a protest this spring in Washington, D.C., he called on the federal government to act.
To have standards in place so we can have an accessible voter-verified audit trail for the November 2004 election.
But that was not to happen. Federal standards are still in the works, and legislation requiring a paper backup on electronic machines has languished in Congress. Part of the reason is that many election experts think concerns about touchscreen voting have been overblown, and that adding paper ballots could be a step backwards. States such as Georgia say that despite scattered problems, they've had much better luck with touchscreens than with any other voting equipment. Kathy Rogers is the state's director of Elections Administration.
A lot of times the equipment gets blamed for things that were human error, and we read that quite frequently in reports and stories. But our equipment has worked just phenomenally well.
On November 2nd, both sides will be watching to see how the equipment works in Georgia, Maryland, Nevada, California, Florida, and elsewhere. Hundreds, if not thousands, of touchscreen critics will be monitoring polling sites across the country for potential problems. Linda Shade is co-founder of TrueVoteMD.org in Maryland. Her group will have several hundred poll watchers around the state.
And we will be on the ground observing and documenting any type of problem that a voter has, but especially problems with the electronic voting machine system, so that we can gather the data together and share it with our election officials so that they can make the needed reforms.
Touchscreen supporters will be watching as well, hoping that a generally smooth election will prove that their equipment is the answer. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.